Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Toward the chain bridge as side effects. 95 southbound still sluggish moving out of Dale City as the work zone near the rest area gets cleared in Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash and police investigation northbound north of 175. All northbound traffic on 295 gets by slowly and single file to the left. Southbound, you're getting into a work zone slowly beyond 198 single file. 95, stick with that. Volume delays are going to be brief. 50 eastbound, a traffic drag on the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge to assess some of the bridge deck there. Should be brief-lived. Our traffic center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. WindowNation.com. Dave Doldine, WTOP Traffic.
Our forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine with temperatures lower to middle 70s. It will be breezy at times with winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds overnight, may see a shower or two by early tomorrow morning. Those showers will clear tomorrow afternoon, upper 60s to middle 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Warming up to 72 in the nation's capital.
259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up.
New this afternoon, a second day of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal trial is over for the day.
The latest from CBS News on the way. Then we'll go in depth with a Washington Post reporter who was in the courtroom. It's coming up at 3:15.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Murillo.
Cars, clothing, furniture, how the Key Bridge collapse could impact your access. I'm Kate Ryan.
Did you know a key part of Metro's Red Line is shutting down this summer? We'll have the specific dates and more.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up almost 257 points.
WTOP at 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump went after the judge in his hush money trial today after a second day of testimony in New York.
I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair.
Trump's comments coming as the judge weighs whether to hold him in contempt for violating a gag order. CBS's Errol Barnett's outside the courthouse.
Discussions this morning about what to do, what decision Judge Juan Merchan may make in punishing Donald Trump for what the prosecution says are some 10 violations of the gag order implemented against him.
Meantime, jurors heard more testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Our Graham Cates has more on that.
He's explaining how this process worked, how they worked to get all these stories that were negative about Trump so that the jury understands Trump's involvement, if there was any, Michael Cohen's involvement, which he's acknowledged before, in this process of fishing out these stories and suppressing them.
Trial resumes on Thursday.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
Pro-Palestinian protests are growing at college campuses nationwide now, including NYU, where dozens of people have been arrested. CBS's Meg Oliver's at Columbia.
Columbia has more than doubled its security presence. The NYPD has also stepped up patrols outside. And for the foreseeable future, only students and staff are allowed on campus after scanning their IDs.
The White House is blasting these protests as anti-Semitic and dangerous. The Senate should vote soon on a foreign aid package to get more military funds to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Banning TikTok is also up for consideration over U.S. privacy concerns. Tech expert Ian Schur.
The challenge is that the government hasn't made its case to the American people about this supposed threat. And so any decision that's made is going to likely get pushback, even though it's a bipartisan bill.
It has been a month now since the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, and the Army Corps of Engineers reports progress. Colonel S.C. Pinchason.
We're on track to meet our intermediate milestone of opening a limited access channel by the end of April. And we're still on schedule to open the full federal channel, the full 50-foot channel by the end of May.
This as the city of Baltimore sues the owner of the cargo ship that crashed and caused the collapse, killing six people. And a hospital in West Virginia has now confirmed the state's first known case of measles in 15 years. Health officials there are still working to pinpoint where that patient caught it, but they did confirm that patient had been recently traveling abroad. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 3:03 on Tuesday afternoon, April the 23rd. We have lots of sunshine right now, and temperatures are holding around 70 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour on WTOP today marks 4 weeks since the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. And amid the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says the lifting of a 560-ton piece of the wreckage last night will mean an important milestone will most likely be met by the end of the week.
4 weeks ago.
Something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilrey says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Well, from the cars that you shop for to the cardboard packaging your Amazon deliveries come in, those are among the items that come through the Port of Baltimore. In a WTOP exclusive, the Port Administrator explains to our Kate Ryan how we might be feeling some supply chain and pricing pinches. And it all depends on how long it takes to get shipping traffic back to normal at the port.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Campaign 2025 on WTOP. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney says he is no longer running for the Democratic nomination for Virginia governor. Stoney says instead he'll run for lieutenant governor. Shortly after the announcement, Democratic State Senator Aaron Rouse released the statement saying he's also running for lieutenant governor. Rouse represents the Virginia Beach area. The only other announced candidate for governor so far is Congresswoman and fellow Democrat Abigail Spanberger. The election is in November of next year.
Well, for years, Virginia has been one of only two states in our nation not to require car insurance for drivers. WTOP's Neil Augustine tells us that is all about to change.
Starting July 1st, all drivers in Virginia will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. Right now, the fee is $500. But a new law signed last year takes effect in July. And next July, the liability minimums will be going up, which will mean rates will go up a bit too. With a Commonwealth ending this option, New Hampshire will be the only state in the country to not require car insurance. Neil Augustine, WTOP News.
We are getting more details about part of Metro's Red Line being closed this summer. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through August 31st. The buses will run for free. Some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer.
Well, coming up in Money News on WTOP.
A popular gourmet market chain abruptly closes. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart.
but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
WTOP at 308.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
At the Bay Bridge, eastbound traffic on 50 is once again held on the eastbound span. These traffic stoppages have been brief, lasting a couple of minutes. They're assessing the bridge deck mid-span, just beyond the suspension towers. I think traffic's already been released, but this might happen one or two more times. If you're using the reversible lane, you can get by without delay. BW Parkway northbound, very slow, leaving Laurel past Fort Meade. The crash and police investigation between 175 and Arundel Mills Boulevard still blocking the right, and only one left lane getting by there on 295. The southbound work zone in Laurel is clear. Southbound traffic easing out. 95, northbound delays are brief, leaving Laurel. 270, good. Beltway in Maryland, just slow spots here and there. Slowest traffic is in Virginia. Unfortunately, if you're on the Interloop, it's going to take a while. From 66, it is heavy and slow all the way up to and across the Legion Bridge. At a work zone, we had a pair of crashes earlier. Those have been cleared out of the way. Damage done for the rush hour. Interloop lanes are open in McLean, but you wouldn't know it if you're back in the backup near Tyson's. And Georgetown Pike traffic is slow nearby. 123 and the GW Parkway absorbing more traffic, and it's very slow coming in on the chain bridge as well. 66, the eastbound crash east of 123 clear. Westbound, nothing left to look at, but still heavy, leaving the Beltway. 95 southbound beyond Dale City. The work zone picked up. The lanes are open. The WTOP newsroom is open and furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Our forecast now from Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine with temperatures lower to middle 70s. It will be breezy at times with winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds overnight may see a shower or two by early tomorrow morning. Those showers will clear tomorrow afternoon, upper 60s to middle 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, we do have a mix of clouds and sun here this afternoon, but still pretty nice day we've got going. We're at 70 in Germantown, 71 in Annandale, and 70 in DuPont Circle. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. We say good afternoon to Jeff Claybaugh.
Gourmet market and coffee shop Foxtrot Market, which grew from just one location in the D.C. area to close to a dozen just in the last 3 years, has abruptly closed all of its stores, both here and in Chicago. A statement from Foxtrot said it was unable to find an avenue to remain in business. There are more flights from the U.S. to the Caribbean and Latin America, maybe too many now. JetBlue stock has dropped 14% today after saying summer revenue will be below expectations, joining Delta and United, concerned about weak sales in Latin America because airlines have oversaturated the region with too many flights. The NoMa Farmers Market is moving, and it's getting bigger. It'll take up all of 3rd Street Northeast between M and N when it reopens Thursday afternoon starting in May. The 3-year-old NoMa Farmers Market is just a few blocks from the practically brand new Union Markers Market, Farmers Market, open on Sundays. It first came about in September. The Dow's up 241 points, a 0.5% gain. The S&P 500 is up 58, a little more than a 0.5%. The NASDAQ's up 254 points. That's 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Coming up on WTOP and Donald Trump's criminal trial today, a former tabloid publisher says he pledged to be the Trump campaign's eyes and ears during the 2016 race. We'll go in depth with the Washington Post in just minutes, 312.
Hey, Verizon customers, want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-8018. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-8018 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-8018.
Later this hour, some local college students take a trip to try to get rid of a long-standing problem, predatory lending. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 3:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for being with us.
Well, now the latest on Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York. Veteran tabloid publisher David Pecker has testified he pledged to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign. He recounted for a jury today how he promised the then candidate he would help suppress harmful stories. And he said he even arranged to buy a doorman's silence.
Well, joining us live is Shayna Jacobs, courts, law enforcement, and criminal justice reporter at the Washington Post. She was in the courtroom today in Lower Manhattan. Shayna, thanks for coming on. Give us some key details about this testimony today designed to show that decades-long friendship between Trump and the former publisher of the National Enquirer.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, that's exactly it. David Pecker testified to having this, gentleman's agreement, I guess, with Trump and Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, to sort of suppress negative stories to whatever extent Pecker could control it, to potentially suppress negative stories going into the 2016 campaign season for Trump. And as part of that, he said he would, quote, be the eyes and ears of the Trump campaign, which he described as being sort of a gesture he made because Trump did not at that time have a big staff on hand to do that kind of thing. So he would not only look out for possible negative stories that are being shopped around, but would specifically pay attention to the potential for women who may or may not have actually dated Trump in the past to try to be selling their stories of affairs or anything else sex related. So this was a sort of firm understanding between as per Pecker's account, this is a firm understanding between Trump and his immediate circle and Pecker, the tabloid editor, who had was often being pitched stories that people were trying to make money from.
Before David Pecker took the stand today, there was a hearing involving whether or not the former president violated the gag order in the case. How did that go? And when do we expect a ruling by the judge?
So Judge Bershon seemed to be losing patience with the Trump defense, which is sort of two-pronged. It's that he has a right to respond to people like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, two key witnesses in the case, because those people are making public comments on a daily basis. They also say that he didn't cross the line. Just mentioning their names was not a violation of the gag order. There are other alleged gag order violations that have taken place, a couple involving the judge's daughter who works for Democratic candidates, and others. There's one that potentially alluded to members of the jury. So there's this instance where Trump keeps, or a set of instances where Trump keeps posting things and saying things that walk very close to the line, if not over the line. And Judge Mershon seems to have little patience for the arguments that he got from Trump's team. He did not think that he pointed out that they didn't have a single example of one of these comments being in response to something Michael Cohen said or response to something Stormy Daniels said. So he found that the defense argument lacked specifics. And while he did not rule from the bench, a ruling is expected at a later time. He did sort of seem to be more receptive to the prosecutor's position than Trump's position.
Shana, thank you so much for sharing all that insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shana Jacobs, courts, law enforcement, and criminal justice reporter at The Washington Post.
We're brought to you by the Council of Governments. Get a free ride home. Commuter Connections offers a free guaranteed ride home for unexpected emergencies. Learn more at commuterconnections.org or call 1-800-745-RIDE. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway northbound. Heavy and slow from 198 and 32 past 175. Crash and police investigation near Arundel Mills Boulevard. One left lane getting by slowly on 295 northbound. 95 northbound. Brief delays leaving Columbia toward 100. You can go with the interstate if you haven't committed to the parkway. 270 normal traffic conditions. Route 50 eastbound span of the Bay Bridge. Both lanes are open along with a third with two-way traffic in effect. And delays are easing off Sandy Point and Broadneck. In Virginia for the slowest beltway traffic, it is a super slow afternoon on the Interloop from 66 to the Legion Bridge. It started with a pair of crashes, both cleared earlier in the afternoon. GW Parkway taking more traffic. Chain Bridge inbound will be a slow one. Georgetown Pike backed up on both sides of the beltway. There was a work zone near Swinks Mill Road as well. 66 westbound traffic heavy near Nutley Street, 123 and 28. 95 slow southbound stretches through Springfield and into Woodbridge. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Steve Rudin joins us live. Steve, sign me up for more days like this. I love this.
I love it. It feels so nice out there, and we're going to keep the great weather going for at least another few hours, but a cold front is approaching from the west. That's going to bring us added cloud cover, but we do stay dry. So if you want to grill tonight or maybe grab a bite to eat and eat outdoors, it's going to be in the 60s, but then after sunset, after around 8 o'clock, our temperatures fall into the 50s with showers more and more likely after midnight, continuing into the early part of the day tomorrow. Now, once that front clears, temperatures aren't going to drop a whole lot, upper 60s to middle 70s tomorrow, but winds will increase, gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour, and that will eventually bring in cooler air on Thursday with highs only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. We stay in the 60s on Friday and Saturday, and are you ready for this? Sunday and Monday, it is going to feel like summer here. Ooh. Temperatures well into the 80s, complete with added humidity, so that stickiness factor will be coming back. Boo, don't like that. 73 degrees in Fairfax, 70 in the district, and 71 in College Park.
All right, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, the Federal Justice Department settles with the victims of former sports doctor Larry Nassar, 322.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
This is WTOP News.
323.
The Justice Department has agreed to pay nearly $139 million to settle more than 100 claims that had badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against sports doctor Larry Nassar back in 2015 and 2016. You will remember Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. He is serving decades in prison for assaulting female athletes, including Olympians. It was a critical time gap that allowed Nassar to continue preying on victims before his arrest. For more than a year, FBI agents in Indianapolis and Los Angeles had knowledge of allegations against Nassar, but apparently took no action. The Justice Department acknowledged its failure. Now, when combined with other settlements, $1 billion has now been set aside by various organizations to compensate hundreds of women who said Nassar assaulted them under the guise of treatment for sports injuries.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, we've got George Wallace. We've got the Caps trying to even up their playoff series with the Rangers.
That's right, Sean. Yeah, tonight in New York against the Rangers, down 0-1 after the 4-1 loss in Game 1. Ben Raby stopped by the DC Sports Huddle this week to talk with Dave, Rob, and myself.